Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Sunday, March 24th. I am Josh Engelman, here to break down just a four-game main slate, everybody. So hit that like button if you're here. Subscribe to the channel and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. I hope everybody is having a good weekend. We're already done it, basically. We're already at the morning of Sunday. Not a lot left. Sunday scaries are here. We got Monday coming tomorrow, but it's all the same to me. I'm here and I'm talking basketball, same as we always do. That should be fun. We'll get through this one pretty quickly. This won't be the longest show in the world. There's only so much that we could possibly talk about for a four-game slate, but we're going to do it either way. We've got Sims to look at. We'll run FanDuel at the end. That's what we're going to do, folks. So good morning. Nice to see everybody in chat. I know we'll have a relatively thin crowd today, but that's okay. Didn't play any DFS or anything yesterday. Did get some bets in. Nothing crazy. Was up, so I'll take what I can get. Picked up the dub on Prize Picks on Friday, so finally got the win we were looking for last week. Still was a non-profitable week, but at the very least, we're coming in this coming week with a little bit of momentum. I've got a giant mason jar filled with iced coffee. Lovely. Got a Gatorade here as well. Ready to get some liquid in me. And ready to break this bad boy down. So if you're here, thank you for being here. I know it's going to be some light work, but four games. 6 o'clock, two sevens, and then a late night 10 p.m. start. Can't imagine people are very happy to be playing NBA DFS today, but tomorrow I'm guessing we have like a pretty nice slate. I don't know if that's true. Do we have a good, because we only have a couple days left before baseball is here, so I'm guessing NBA might be decent for the next couple days. At least I hope it is. I really do, because tonight's slate stinks. But let's get into it now. The only way that we can do it, and we are going to start this one off with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are 4.5-point dogs in Miami, 203 total. Now, this game is kind of weird. 203 total here, 219 in Golden State and Minnesota, so that's 18 points higher. Then we go to 231 on OKC Milwaukee, so that's 28 points higher. And then we have 242 late night hammer, 39 real points higher than this game. This is the number 3 defense in Cleveland, the number 9 defense in Miami. This is the 28th ranked team in pace in Cleveland, the number 30 ranked team in Miami. This is not a very good DFS game, and you can kind of see it. We have ownership coming into Cleveland by default because it's a 4-game slate. People get ownership if you play real minutes. But this is about as minimal as it's going to get. Basically 10% to LeVert, 10% to Garland, 10% to Okoro, 10 to Allen, 10 to Merrill. And the big piece here, Evan Mobley is questionable with his left ankle sprain. We haven't seen Mobley in, let me move this over so people can see it. We have not seen Evan Mobley. He has been out for 9 straight. So if we get him back, I assume he's mildly limited, and I do have him projected in right now. The guy that I have my eye on the most is Isaac Okoro, and it's just because of the big minutes in the position, especially on a 4-game slate. you're going to be pretty limited for small forward options. He's 4,400. He's small forward only. Now, 0.71 fantasy points per minute over the last 30 days. I have him at 0.65 in this matchup, and yet I still think you kind of need to get to him a little bit. He's much more owned on FanDuel, where he's 35%, and you're seeing similar ownership on the FanDuel side. Same size slate today for the first time in a while. Do I like getting to Isaac Okoro? No, but in a matchup like this where everything is reduced, it makes guys like Isaac Okoro look a little bit more interesting to me. So I'm not surprised that I'm getting there as like a way to be a little bit more different. It's strictly position and price. It's not Isaac Okoro himself. And then I have a very limited amount of the rest of Cleveland. A couple shares of Caris LeVert, a couple shares of Darius Garland, a couple shares of $3,900 Sam Merrill. Like, none of it's exciting, and it shouldn't be. That's what happens when you have the worst game on the slate right out of the gate. Yeah, Steven, I would say tomorrow is going to be a 9-gamer. I'm going to look at it quickly. I would guess 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They might do 7 and cut it at 9 o'clock. And I wouldn't be mad about that. If they went 7-game slate done at 8 and then 4-game night slate starting at 9, I would like that a lot. I would rather go just 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. I think that'd be a really fun slate. We'll see what they do. I wish I had more to say about Cleveland in this scenario, but I just don't see how you can prioritize anything major from the Cavs. Like, we have Garland, Allen, LeVert, Okoro, and Sam Merrill, all between 10 and 14% optimal, and that's sort of where their ownership is. That's basically what we're saying. If you play real minutes for Cleveland, you're probably like 10% owned. And any one of those main guys can work their way in. Now, on the Miami side, a little bit different. Heat have Bam Adebayo available. Jaime Jaquez is questionable, left knee and ankle discomfort. Caleb Martin is questionable, right knee and ankle discomfort. So not ideal for the discomforts of Miami. But Duncan Robinson is still out. Kevin Love is still out. Tyler Hero is still out. Now, I'm getting to these guys a little bit differently. We have 24% ownership coming into Jimmy Butler. We have 15 coming into Terry Rozier. And then we have the 10 or less, you know, in the same way that Cleveland looked. Now, for me, I'm getting to a lot of Terry Rozier. He's 6,900. I like that price. He's a fantasy point per minute guy. He plays about 34 minutes a night. Is this a good matchup? No, of course not. But point guard, shooting guard eligibility, only 15% owned. We know he's going to play north of 30 minutes, or at least we expect him to play north of 30 minutes. And he scores, like, it's not like he's a 0.8 guy. So I think Terry Rozier is getting slept on a little bit here. Butler is the one getting a little bit more love. I'm a little lighter there. You know, small forward eligibility, but he's getting the ownership at small forward. That's when I start to think, like, oh, maybe I have the opportunity to get to something different. And then the only other guy that I got in double figures, unfortunately, is Nikola Jovic. He's 4K, power forward only, probably going to play around 22 minutes, could play his way into more minutes for sure. And if the injuries break differently, that'll change things up. We did get Butler to 17% optimal. Remember, that's 24% owned, so negative leverage. Rozier, on the other hand, 15% optimal, 15% owned. I think that looks a little bit better. We are showing positive leverage on Jaime Jaquez and Caleb Martin. Patty Mills, not so much. But I do think that Terry Rozier looks like the sneakiest guy to get to. 30% ownership to Butler on FanDuel, about 20 to Rozier and 20 to Caleb Martin. But what we really need here is just the news, because if Jaquez is out, that changes things for everybody. If Martin is out, similar story, the opposite direction. If they're both out, then we start to create a little bit more value in this game. But I think the easiest thing to say is that in comparison to what else we have, there are no overwhelming priorities. I think it's Butler and Rozier for Miami. And I think it's personally Okoro on the Cleveland side. Do we have any bets right now for Miami and Cleveland? So I'm using Odds Shopper. You guys should use Odds Shopper. Link in the description. Easiest way to get bets or pick 'em site plays locked and loaded. Jared Allen, for example. Under 16.5 points, minus 117 at Caesars. It's been out there for 20 minutes. It's got 5% expected value, a 10 odd shopper rating. That is a fantastic play to get. So if you are sports betting and you are at Caesars, you should hustle right now to go get Jared Allen under 16.5 points. It's a fantastic line. I'm running the Sims on the stochastic side right now. And we could take a look at that in a second. But yeah, just not a lot of exposure for me coming into Miami and Cleveland. The game itself has 140% ownership, which is the lowest mark, although just barely behind OKC and Milwaukee. Actually, oddly enough, Golden State and Milwaukee are both lower owned than Cleveland is, which I would not have expected. But there's really just not a lot to talk about here. All right. Pool is generated. Now we're going to sim those lineups. And we'll see where the stochastic sims land as I take a nice chug of my iced coffee. Delicious. Delicious. Hope everybody's having that good weekend. I know I said it before, but it's been nice here. It rained early yesterday. The wife and I got a lot done. Got a lot done. Got a lot more to do today, too. She went off to see the ponies, however. So I'm going to have a relatively tame morning to afternoon. What I really want more than anything in the world is to eat food after this. I am shockingly hungry. Man, I made a killer dinner last night. I'm killing time until this sim is done running. So did a sirloin flap on the grill. Amazing. And then some crispy roasted potatoes, some Yukon Golds. Boil them for like 15 minutes, then press them down with a cup. Flatten them out a bit, then cook them in the oven so they get really crunchy on the outside, creamy on the inside. The key dipping sauce for this. Oh, you're going to love it. If you like salt and vinegar chips, you're in luck. Take, I don't know, 3/4 cup of sour cream. Add in a couple tablespoons of white vinegar and a big pinch of salt. Mix that up. It's like salty vinegar sour cream to dip these crispy potatoes in. Ah, I'm getting excited just thinking about it that I might have to go make some after this. All right, stochastic sims are done. You guys don't have to hear about what I cooked for dinner yesterday. We're going to favorite the top 150 lineups. And then we're going to hop in first to Cleveland. Cleveland, no real exposure coming in here. Exactly what we expected. 11% to Garland, 8% to Merrill, 7% to Okoro, 4% to Jared Allen, 3% to Caris LeVert. So not the same sort of love that I have for Okoro, but the consensus is here. Just a small amount of multiple Cleveland guys with no one jumping off the page as like the obvious option. Yep, Christopher. Salty sour cream. I said that out loud. Now for Miami, we did get to 19% Butler, but I'll note that's a pretty sizable negative player ROI. And then it's single digits to everybody. 5% to Jovic, 5% to Rozier, 3% to Hawkes, 3% to Bam. Now the injury news here will be important. And again, I kind of prefer Rozier to what we have. But ultimately, this is not the game for us. Now let's go to Oklahoma City. They are 2.5-point underdogs in Milwaukee. There's a 231 total in this one. Now, Oklahoma City is at full strength. Milwaukee has a probable tag on Giannis and Chris Middleton, which means Milwaukee is at full strength. And now this is where we start to see things look a little bit different. 20% ownership to Chet, 20 to Lou Dort, 15 to Jalen Williams, 10 to Giddey, 10 to Shea, scattered amounts of Joe, Hayward, Wallace. Biggest stand that I'm taking is Lou Dort. Let me know if you're surprised to hear that a $4,200 small forward guy is showing up in my stuff a little bit more. It's just the way that that position looks. I got to neutral on Jalen Williams. He tends to be a guy that I get to more frequently than others. A little over a 20% usage rate, a little over a 20% assist rate. I'm a little lighter on Chet at 7,600, although I would have no problem getting there. And I'm also a little light on SGA, only 6%. Going to come in and around 1.5 fantasy points per minute. I do think this is a nice spot for Shea. Not going to meet a lot of resistance. Like Dame's not, I mean, obviously I don't like Dame isn't guarding SGA. He can't do that. So I'm guessing, man, who's going to actually get the SGA assignment? Well, whoever it is, SGA is going to be able to look good on the perimeter. How Milwaukee rotates after that will be interesting. But I don't have a ton of Shea right now. I wish I did, because he's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and he's really good. But as of right now, I am aggressively paying up for Anthony Edwards, and we'll talk about that shortly. But I kind of see OKC in the same way that I see the Cleveland and Miami game. Like, it's the five starters, and they all look reasonable. Look at the optimal rates on the five star, or on like this OKC team. Shea, 17. Jalen Williams, 13. Chet, 13. Giddey, 15. Dort, 16. Isaiah Joe, Gordon Hayward, both around 10. Like, it's just this 10 to 15, you know, or call it like 12 to 17 range, whatever we want to call this range right here. That's seven separate guys from 10 to 17. And I kind of agree. Like, I got a bit of Gordon Hayward. I got a bit of Isaiah Joe. I have a little bit of Cason Wallace. I don't see anybody that just stands out. Like, you can see 4.8x value for Chet, 4.9x value for Jalen Williams, 4.8 for Dort, 4.7 for SGA. They're all very similar relative to salary. And then you see the stochastic sims. And it's big time stand on Lou Dort. So where I'm taking a bigger stand on Isaac Okoro as a small forward option, stochastic sims are doing it with Dort. I think it's basically the same play either way. SGA got to 27% and positive player ROI. I like that a lot. I would personally like to have a little bit more SGA here than I do. So I like that coming out of our sims. Giddey and Jalen Williams both got to 10. Chet, Gordon Hayward, Isaiah Joe. You can see that the exposure looks a lot like the ownership does. And I think I get it. But if you've got to lean on SGA in this spot, I like it. And I think you should take a look at it. I like the stochastic results more. Now on the Milwaukee side, I feel like I said Milwaukee weird. They don't look good at all. The Milwaukee Bucks have 46% aggregate ownership. That is the lowest mark of anybody on the slate. You've got Giannis at 11,400, 12% owned. Brooke Lopez, 5,300, 10% owned. Middleton, 6,600, 10% owned. Everybody else is six or below. Dame's getting no love. The only guys that got to 10% optimal are Giannis, Middleton, and Lopez. We assume Middleton's playing like 30 minutes or more. Hard team to want to get to. Difficult matchup. Number six defense in OKC. Not really a great setup. Is Giannis going to go through Chet? Maybe. But there are no major stands for Milwaukee other than Lopez, Giannis, Middleton. And I would imagine the stochastic sims are seeing this the exact same way. 23% to Giannis, 15% to Middleton, 11% to Brooke Lopez, very minimal scattered shares of Malik Beasley and Dame Lillard. So I'm in full agreement with the Milwaukee side. If you're getting here, the stands you want most are Giannis and Middleton. Brooke Lopez can always work his way in. Always. Especially on a slate of this size. Hasn't been playing well, though. 0.83 fantasy points per minute for Brooke Lopez over the past month. That's pretty bleak. That's like close to a tenth of a point lower than it normally is. So we'll see what we get out of him here today on a day where the matchup is a little bit more appealing. Now, any bets for OKC and Milwaukee? Giannis Antetokounmpo under 12 and a half rebounds, minus 110, sitting out there at Bet365, 13 odd shopper rating, 6% expected value. You should be going and grabbing that immediately, guys. Immediately. If you're in a legal sports betting state, that's what Odd Shopper's for, to grab that and take the thinking out of it to a degree. Now, it's possible that you don't live in a legal sports betting state, at which point you could also sign up for Prize Picks. They're the sponsor of this show. I think you should use the promo code JoshOS when you sign up, but if you click the link in the description for Prize Picks and sign up, you'll get up to $100 on your first deposit, and you can't really beat that. But look at what we've got here. We've got Prize Picks plays out here. Herb Jones, under 12 and a half points, 57% expected win rate. Load that into a Prize Picks card. You can grab some additional NHL cards if you want. That's what Odd Shopper is doing for you on the pick'em side. Either way that you want to do this, you're in good shape. Let's just grab the Fantasy Optimizer for Prize Picks. I could show you guys what this actually looks like. So let's just grab some of the best plays. I'm going to grab Herb Jones, and then I'm going to grab this Matias guy, Hockey. They're the two best plays that we have on Prize Picks right now. If I add them both in, that gives us two. Let's get another basketball. Let's get Kuminga here. So right now, we have three plays in here. 57% win rate, 57% win rate, 56% win rate. But that's negative EV because it's three picks. The rake on a three-pick play, way higher. So if I add a fourth play, see, now we're getting closer. If I add the fifth best play, if I add that Giannis play, now we've got the expected value. Now, we only expect to win this five-play card 5% of the time. But we also get 20% expected value by putting this card together. That's what you can use Odd Shopper for pick'em sites. Or you could do the same thing on the sports betting side and build parlays in the same way, if you want to. That's here too. But whether it's pick'em or sports betting, all you have to do is sign up using the link in the description. The Golden State Warriors, who are the second lowest owned team today, have nobody on their injury report. They're 3.5-point underdogs in Minnesota. Wolves have a Q tag on Anthony Edwards. I think we're used to that. Wolves have a Q tag on Rudy Gobert. I think we're used to that. 13% ownership to Draymond, 13 to Trayce Jackson-Davis, single digits to everybody else. Now, FanDuel's different. $5,200 Andrew Wiggins got to 25%, but it's very bleak everywhere else. If Gobert is in, we're talking about the number one defense in the league and a team that does not play very fast. I kind of see Golden State the same way the ownership looks. I got 15% of Trayce Jackson-Davis. He's 5K, certainly been playing more as of late. You've seen those minutes creep up. Five out of the last six, 26, 25. 26, 26, 26. One game here with 21. Now, I only gave Trayce Jackson-Davis 23 minutes. And if that's the case, I do think he looks like a nice value play. Draymond and Trayce Jackson-Davis were the only guys that got to double digits in optimal in our boom bust tool. This is another spot that just doesn't look very good. Do I have a couple scattered shares of these guys? Yes. Do we look like we have priorities here? No. My first major priority is coming up on this next side. Now, if we look at Golden State and these stochastic sims, 21% exposure coming into Draymond. I'm probably a little light on Draymond here. That'll be something I'll go in and dig into. But it's Draymond and it's Trayce Jackson-Davis. No other love. No other love. 1.5% of Pajemski and Steph. So that's kind of scary. There's not a lot here to like for Golden State. Now, will they look better if Rudy Gobert gets ruled out? Of course. Will they look better if Anthony Edwards also gets ruled out? Of course. But what I would prefer to do is play the hell out of Anthony Edwards. 9,600, shooting guard, small forward eligible, 35% usage rate, 25% assist rate, 10% rebounding rate without Cat around. He's 18% owned. I got him in 65% of my stuff. This is the biggest stand that I'm taking. But that's not where the ownership ends. We have 30 coming in to Gobert, around 15 to Anderson and Conley, and another 20 to Jaden McDaniels. I'm getting all of those guys. 15% of McDaniels, 15% of Anderson, 29 of Mike Conley. I have 15% of a $3,200 Monty Morris. If he can play 16 minutes today, which he kind of averages, he's $3,200. That's a decent value for a four-gamer. We have Gobert, 22% optimal. Huge negative leverage. 13% optimal to Edwards. 19 to Conley, 10 to McDaniels, 10 to Kyle Anderson. Really like getting to Minnesota. Warriors are at best a middle-of-the-pack defensive team, and they're probably a top 10 team in pace. But Anthony Edwards at 9,600, crossing shooting guard and small forward, to me, the best play that you can get to today. I love the flexibility. His rates lately have been great, 1.32 fantasy points per minute over the past month, and I think he projects even better than that in this matchup. Now, if we look at Minnesota, 32% exposure to Gobert, 29 to Mike Conley, just 11 to Jaden McDaniels, only 7 to Kyle Anderson, and 4 to Edwards. So this is where we're seeing a huge gap. I am exceptionally heavy on Anthony Edwards. Stochastic Sims are not seeing it the same way. However, I currently, to start the day, have Anthony Edwards with 6 more fantasy points of projection. That's going to end up being a little bit different. So I'm not surprised to see that. I also gave him an extra minute. I have him in for 37. But I want to get to all the Edwards I can. But this is the team that I have the most of anybody that we've talked about. I have 154% of Minnesota. The most I had of anybody before this was 90% of Miami. So like 75% more exposure going to Minnesota than any of the 5 teams that we talked about before this. I love getting to the Wolves. They might look even better if one of these guys gets ruled out. We did get Gobert back last time. He played 37 minutes. They started Naz Reid alongside of him, switched it at the half. My guess is that they go back to Kyle Anderson at the 4. But we don't know that for sure yet. But you want to get here. And the only other thing that I really want you guys to do, and I'm going to pull it up on the screen because I think it's better. I want you guys to sign up at Stochastic, depending on what you're looking for. So on the DFS side, let's just say you want the NBA packages. Monthly package for NBA plus data, $105. Sims, $115. Sims max, it's going to be $200 a month, but that covers everything. Simulate up to 5,000 lineups at once. Full custom contest generator to get those 5,000 lineups generated in about 30 seconds. Late swaps, projections, ownership, every piece of data that we have. You can get in for the Sims like that. You can get it for a week for $60. If that sounds excessive, lineup generator, it's out there. If you want it for NBA, $15 a week. We handle all of the lineup generation for you. We present those lineups to you. After we get rid of everything that we think stinks, you can lock players, you could swap players, you could export up to 20 via CSV, choose contrarian builds, chalky builds, balance builds, $15 a week. That gets you in the door. It gets you into our premium Discord. And I think it's the perfect way to get started if you've never signed up at Stochastic before. So check out those things. We have links in the description of this video for everything you could possibly want. Final game, guys. The Indiana Pacers are 4-point underdogs in Los Angeles, 242 total. There's 245% ownership coming in to Indiana. That's more. That's 100% more than any game we've already talked about. Miami and Cleveland has 100% ownership less than Indiana. Golden State and Minnesota, 90 less. OKC and Milwaukee, 100 less. Listen to the exposures on these Indiana guys. 30 to Nesmith, 30 to Nembhard, 30 to Jalen Smith, 20 to Miles Turner, 25 to Toppin, 20 to Siakam, 50 to TJ McConnell, and another 20 to Halliburton, plus 10 to Ben Shepherd. I have everybody on this team in at least 5% of my lineups, except for Doug McDermott. I'm neutral on Halliburton. I'm neutral on Toppin. I'm neutral on Nesmith. I'm neutral on Nembhard. I got a pretty big stand on a 4K power forward center, Jalen Smith. He's my most exposed pacer. He's in 55% of my lineups. But the real stand that I'm taking is Miles Turner. I went 28 minutes. He's 6,400. He's 20% owned. He's in 47% of my stuff, more than 2x the field on Turner. 1.2 fantasy points per minute over the last 30 days. 1.2 fantasy points per minute in this matchup. Miles Turner is my preferred option. I would also happily run away from 50% owned TJ McConnell. I got 7%. He's 4,500. He's point guard only. We have McConnell 29% optimal, 51% owned. He's massively overowned. Look at the optimal rates, though. 30, 30, 30, 30 to Nesmith, Nembhard, Smith, and McConnell. 20, 20, 20 to Halliburton, Turner, and Toppin. You have to get to Indiana in a big way. Ownership has 245%. That means basically every lineup has either two or three Pacers in it that you're building. They look so good. So good. And I'd play just about anything that we can get here other than McDermott. It's so much optimal. Like, just optimal rate is 196. That means we're expecting two Pacers to be in the optimal lineup. I want to get to Turner more than anything, and I want to fade McConnell more than anything. Those two situations, I think, are the best things that you can do for Indiana. Now, if we look at it in the stochastic sims, we got to 74% of Jalen Smith. I'm in agreement. We got to 66% of Andrew Nembhard. It's a little bit more Andrew Nembhard than I would like to get, but I get it. Here's the problem with Nembhard. And here's the piece that like makes the least amount of sense to me. We only have TJ McConnell beating Nembhard by 0.7 of a point. Nembhard's $200 cheaper and has an MPE. Nembhard is a massively better play than TJ McConnell at the same, like, if they were at the same ownership. If McConnell's 52, you should absolutely be getting to Nembhard over him. Now, we got to 50% of McConnell in our sim. He's also negative 12% player ROI. I would be looking to negative ROI boost him, because I don't think that looks great. But it's also another 45 of Toppin, 45 of Nesmith, 28 of Halliburton, 15 of Turner, and 6 of Siakam. It's so much exposure. This is the late night hammer of all late night hammers. And I hope you're available to swap here too, because it will be important to know what you've already locked into your lineups and swapping around that to make that lineup a bit more efficient. But the summary of this is everybody from Indiana, except for Doug McDermott, 9 separate guys are at least 10% owned. 8 are 20% or more. You have to play the Pacers today, guys. They're the clear best team. But the Lakers look pretty good, too. 25% exposure or 25% ownership to LeBron, 25% to Russell, 15 to Reeves, and 30 to AD. Now, I see these guys as a little sneaky. 5% owned Spencer Dinwiddie at 3,600. Has he been good? No. 0.46 fantasy points per minute for Spencer Dinwiddie. But I'll take a chance on a 4-gamer at 3,600. I got to 12% of a 5% owned Rui. That seems like an interesting way to get away from a little bit of ownership. Now I'm under on LeBron, pretty much neutral on AD. A lot of that has to do with Anthony Edwards. The big stand that I'm taking, give me some Austin Reeves here at just 15% ownership. He's 6,800. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible. The matchup is exceptional. 25th ranked Pacers defense, second in pace. He's a 0.95 fantasy point per minute guy. That comes up a little bit in this matchup because of pace and defense. Call it 20% usage, 20% assist rate. He's in 37% of my lineups. That's the way that I'm trying to get a little different with the Lakers. I want to go to Austin Reeves. It's not like the minutes aren't there. It's not like the scoring can't be there. And if we look at it in the stochastic sims, we did get to 43% LeBron, big number, 39% AD, big number, 23% of Austin Reeves, though. And I think that looks good. 12% of Russell, minimal amounts of Dinwiddie and Hachimura. But this is the game that we need to target. 351% ownership is projected to Indiana and the Lakers. 351. That's 44% of all ownership going to just this game. Obviously, average today is 25% per game. We're at 44%. We're close to twice as much ownership here. Chandra in the building. Turner is the only play on the Pacers. Write that information down. You now know, without question, the Pacers are the team to get to. But you got to get to this late game. And you it's perfect in this situation because you want to be more exposed to late games than early games in this spot because it just creates a lot of additional flexibility for you. You can do some pretty nice late swaps before the 7 o'clock games. With those two extra games, if we get any news, if we get the Minnesota news after 6, you have some perfect late swap ability. And then before 10, you'll have so many different options because you're probably going to have 3 guys or 4 guys in your lineup from the Pacers and the Lakers. You'll be able to move that around pretty easily. So if we want to just sum up all of the ownership that exists on the Stochastic Sims, 70% to Jalen Smith. 60 to Nembhard, 50 to TJ McConnell. We're in the 40s for Toppin, Nesmith, and LeBron James. And then we're in the 30s for AD, Lou Dort, and Rudy Gobert. The number one ROI lineup to start the day, Sunday, March 24th. Hit that like button. It's Mike Conley, Andrew Nembhard, Chris Middleton, Giannis, AD. So double pay up Giannis AD, like it. TJ McConnell, Obi Toppin, and Jalen Smith. So you can get to the double pay ups. There's enough value even on a 4-game slate to get to AD and Giannis. Not an issue. Second lineup has LeBron, Anthony Edwards, and AD. So you can get to 3 pay ups today. That's how much value we have on this 4-gamer. Now let's close it out. Let's look at FanDuel. Let's see where we're at. Let's build a player pool. And let's check out what we're getting here. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me on this lovely Sunday morning. It's a quick one. There's only so much we can say. It's a less popular slate, too. I should probably talk college basketball, but I don't know anything about it. But shout out to Prize Picks. If you haven't signed up at Prize Picks, you should. Link's in the description. I post a Prize Picks card Monday through Friday. All right, 5,000 lineups are generated. Let's run our FanDuel contest sims. I'm excited to get the week started again next week, guys. Honestly, Stephen Leibowitz says, talk how long Otani will be suspended. I haven't read into that story at all. Like, I vaguely know what happened because how couldn't I? But I have not dug into that or looked into it at all. Demetrius, no chance, but I appreciate the try. Yeah, I haven't looked into the Otani stuff. Everything that I've seen, most of it doesn't make too much sense to me, so we'll see. All right, almost there on FanDuel. Sorry, a piece of ice in my mouth. We're getting close. I mean, I don't anticipate that Shohei Ohtani was putting millions down on baseball games and parlays like they were talking about, but maybe that was a fake quote. I don't know. All right, FanDuel. Number one FanDuel lineup to start the day. Mike Conley, Spencer Dinwiddie, Andrew Nembhard, Isaac Okoro, Jimmy Butler, Aaron Nesmith, LeBron, AD, and Jalen Smith. That is the number one lineup to start on FanDuel. If we favored our top 150, our exposures are as follows. Aaron Nesmith, number one, which people will bitch at me for, but yet this is a different set of projections and still gets him to the top. LeBron James, Lou Dort, Austin Reeves, and Mike Conley all into 50%. Nemhard, Okoro, and Hachimura all into the 40s. I just called Rui Hachimura Precious Achiuwa. It's a fun slate for a four-gamer, I think. Like, it's oddly interesting. Here's something that I want to show. Because I was just kind of talking about... It's the last thing I want to say. Because we talk about, like, fantasy points a lot. And what the impact is for being in a high total game. So you can see my totals projected here. 217 to Miami. 209 to Cleveland. We do get Minnesota to 240. We get Milwaukee to 240. 230 to OKC, 230 to Warriors, but 252 to the Lakers, 243 to Indiana. But the appeal for the 243 to Indiana is that there's only $50,600 in salary. They're the second cheapest team on the slate, but they have the second highest projected total. So that's why Indiana starts looking good. The Lakers are more expensive, but they also have the highest raw total, because they face the Pacers, the fast-paced team with the bad defense. So that's why we start looking at it a little bit different. That's why that total means so much. But for now, guys, I think I'm going to dip on out of here. I think a 45-ish minute show on a four-gamer is pretty solid. Enjoy your Sunday, everybody. Sign up for anything Stochastic or Odd Shopper using the links in the description. Sign up for Prize Picks if you've never been there before. NBA Live Before Lock will be up later tonight. I'm guessing it's 5 to 6. I think it's Emac and Eric. So enjoy that, guys. Have fun. You know where we're going to be tomorrow, though. Breaking it all down once again. Full slates Monday through Friday. The grind continues. Only a couple more weeks until we get to the playoffs. It's been a fun season. Hit the like button on your way out the door, guys. This was the NBA Strategy Show.